Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. I hope you're good. I hope you're well all over North America because that's where people are listening. And people are listening all over the world. How? On the free Odyssey app. Shout-outs to people tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got tons of listeners on SiriusXM Channel 158 and everybody locked in and tuned in on a smart speaker. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to us live, holding it down on the boards in New York City. It's a busy night in the world of sports. The NBA officially started its season last night with four teams. Everybody else is in action tonight. Victor Wembanyama is making his debut. He already blocked a Kyrie Irving shot and knocked down a three. New York Knicks lose to the Boston Celtics. There's a lot that we're going to talk about and discuss. James Harden tried to show up to work today. The Houston Rockets told him no thank you. The 76ers told him no thank you. He was probably coming from a strip club in Houston. And so we'll get into that. Doc Rivers, Doris Burke, Mike Breen, they make their debut on ESPN. It was a little bit of a surprise to turn on the game and go, oh, crap, that's right. Doc Rivers is now a member of the broadcasting crew. Somebody who's leaving, though. Dusty Baker making it official that he is on his way out of the door. We found out today that Brock Purdy is in concussion protocol. It seems that after Monday Night Football that he seemed to have some concussion symptoms on the plane back to the Bay Area, and his status is in doubt right now. We'll see what happens with Brock Purdy. We'll give you an update. A matter of fact, we'll hear from Kyle Shanahan later on in the show. We got some discussions to be had surrounding these surprising Arizona Diamondbacks. We're going to go out to Arizona, talk to a reporter out there who is well aware on what the vibe is out in the land of the rising sun. And if you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I'm on the internet. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Any place that you go ahead and you just waste time, I'm there. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me, you'll already know everything that we're going to discuss tonight. And of course, it's Wednesday. And so I'm bringing you a new top six list. And yeah, it's the start of the NBA season. I mentioned this last night. We're going to take a look at the top six NBA teams for this upcoming year. Like, what organizations are best situated to go out and have success? I'm sure by the time we get through the course of the season, there are going to be some injuries. There are going to be some trades. Guys are going to switch teams. People are going to get upset. I assume at some point, sooner than later, James Harden is going to end up with a team not named the Philadelphia 76ers. But I just want to give a top six list on what things look like. What team has the best chance of going to the postseason and hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy in 2024? I know June 2024 seems a long way, but we'll talk about that. But first, before we do anything, we got to get into to Dusty Baker. Shep, you doing good this evening?
Doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you?
Awesome, man. Good to hear. We know that the World Series is set for this upcoming Friday. We're going to have the surprising Arizona Diamondbacks. They're going to go out there and they're going to take on the also surprising Texas Rangers. That's going to take place in Arlington, Texas. And as a result, two of the favorites were knocked out. The Philadelphia Phillies, we saw them go down last night to the Diamondbacks. Bryce Harper couldn't buy a hit. Kyle Schwarber couldn't buy a hit. Well, he had one, but then he struck out two other times. It seems like his regular season. Castellanos went cold. And so there's no Phillies. There's no back-to-back appearances here in the World Series. And then the other team that was certainly favored would happen to be the Houston Astros. We are not going to see the Houston Astros move forward to another World Series after seven consecutive appearances in the American League Championship Series. They were eliminated by those Rangers. Adolis Garcia, a man who I've never heard spoke in my life until a few days ago. This man went ham, lost his mind completely, has 20 RBIs in the postseason. He's jacking grand slams and home runs. The baseball looks like a beach ball to him right now. And so as a result, not only did Jose Altuve get sent home, not only is Justin Verlander going home to his supermodel wife, Dusty Baker is going home as well. You might recall, after the Houston Astros were eliminated by the Texas Rangers, Dusty Baker was asked this question by the media in his postgame. It's like, hey, Dusty, are you leaving? Are you coming? You going? You retiring? What's your future look like? This is what Dusty said.
I don't know. I haven't had time to evaluate or think about my future because, you know, I'm down the list as far as, you know, like I'm not that kind of dude. I don't want to steal a spotlight or anything from these guys. You know, I mean, you got to savor what we did. You got to think about how we can get better. And then I'll evaluate my situation and in my life.
Well, 2-3 days later, and we got these rumors on Monday night after the elimination that Dusty was going to call it a wrap. It's official. And they're going to have a press conference tomorrow, Thursday, in Houston, Texas. Dusty Baker told USA Today, I'm very grateful and thankful to Jim Crane and the Houston Astros for giving me this opportunity and to win a championship. I felt that they've been good to me, and I've been good for them. What I really appreciate is that Jim has been totally honest and transparent with me on all things, and he's gone. Dusty Baker is calling it a wrap. 26 years as a manager in the bigs, 19 years as a player. Dusty Baker is 74 years old. He finally won his first World Series championship last season with the Houston Astros. And I dare I tell you, this was 26 years that he just completed. And the closest that he got was almost 20 years ago with the San Francisco Giants. They took on the Angels. They were ahead in the series. The Angels come back and beat Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants. And Dusty Baker just has to wait. He was managing the Nationals a few years ago, got fired, got the boot, went home, and then he got a call. And he only got this call because the Houston Astros were in distress. The Houston Astros were labeled as a cheating-ass organization. Their manager at the time, A.J. Hinch, oh man, you were overseeing all this cheating? You got to go. The general manager, Jeff Lew now. Oh, you the GM, like, you're in charge of everybody. You got to go. Dusty Baker wouldn't have even gotten another opportunity. Well, let me not say that because I don't have no crystal ball here. Dusty Baker would not have even gotten the opportunity, for the most part, here with the Astros, if they weren't involved in a scandal to steal signs. They brought on Dusty Baker because he's well-respected, he's well-liked, he's well-appreciated, and he came through with the mop, and he was the massive deflection for the team to just go out there and play. We heard earlier on in this postseason, as the Houston Astros had to go out there and take on the Minnesota Twins, and Dusty Baker had to take on one of his former players in Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa said, oh man, that's like my dad over there. For the series, I'm going to act like I don't like him, but that man is like another father to me. I have never heard anyone with a cross word for Dusty Baker. You know, they always say nice guys finish last, and you got to be a jerk, and you got to put people down, and you got to be an ass to get ahead in life. Well, every now and then, you see somebody like Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker almost having the biggest success of his life. 20 years ago, the San Francisco Giants had the opportunity snatched away. That's how sports goes, right? And who would think that in 2022, he would pick up a victory as manager of the Astros? Only manager of the Astros, because being a good guy, being a nice guy, being a likable guy for players that were disliked all across Major League Baseball would be a good look for the Astros. And so in the case of Dusty Baker, do nice guys finish last? Not for Dusty. And it's proof that sometimes it absolutely can work out. Being a nice guy, being a respectable guy, got him a second lease at life, at least for a manager. It got him a championship. And when you think about his accolades right now, Dusty Baker, 7th all-time, 2,183 regular season wins. 7th all-time. Major League Baseball has been around for about 150 years. He is 7th all-time in victories. He's only the 12th manager to get to 2,000 wins. He's the first black manager to do it. He's 4th all-time in postseason wins with 57. This man is going to be eligible to go into the Hall of Fame in 3 years. And I'm not all that much and someone who says, oh my God, I need to sit down and watch the Hall of Fame inductions in Cooperstown. I'm not someone who wants to listen to these dudes opine about their careers and their time. But when Dusty Baker is in Cooperstown, New York, and he's sitting around getting ready for his induction, I'm going to pay attention. Because he's a nice guy who did not finish last. And so now Dusty Baker can go back home to Northern California. Dusty Baker can sit around in his garden. He can chew on that toothpick. If he wants, he can put on them gloves that he decided to wear all through COVID and then after COVID. Maybe he'll consult for the Astros, he said. Maybe Dusty Baker will consult for the Giants. Who knows? Maybe Dusty Baker will give the Angels some advice. I have no idea. I think he'd be better served up in the north of California. Stay out of the south. They don't know what they're doing down there. Congratulations to Dusty Baker on a hell of a career. And Bruce Bochy, who also just came back, he's going to have his time in the sun. And maybe Bruce Bochy will walk away with another World Series. But that'll be a conversation for another day. Congratulations to Dusty Baker, this man officially retiring for Major League Baseball as a manager. Good to see that he finally got that World Series victory. Only 7 guys have won a ring as a player and a manager. Dusty obviously winning that championship last year with the Astros, and then he won another one as a player in 81 with the Dodgers. Congratulations, Dusty. Good luck to him as he moves on into the future. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You got a thought on Dusty? Call me up. We got a lot to get into. Speaking of somebody leaving, James Harden left the Sixers. He returned to the Sixers. They said, no, thank you. We're going to go play, and you can just wait here until we come back. We're going to talk about Brock Purdy. We're going to talk about Victor Wembanyama. We're going to talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're going to talk about the top NBA teams. Call me up. What are your thoughts on Dusty Baker, a class act, walking away from the game? We got a lot to do tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Dusty Baker decides to officially call it a career. And then the NBA season is back. We had an NBA player who decided to make his way back. I don't think he's really wanted. We'll talk about that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. We got Mac from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Mac?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Dusty managed two of the teams that, as a fan, I really can't stand, the Giants and the Astros. But as a man and a manager, he was awesome. And first ballot Hall of Famer for sure. And something interesting I wanted to share that you may or may not have known. Do you remember who the manager was of that 2002 World Series for the Angels?
Oh, my God. Well, refresh my memory.
Mike Socha.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Socha.
Okay.
Very good chef. And I looked this up on break, but I was pretty sure I was right. So Mike Socha and Dusty Baker were actually teammates on that 1981 Dodgers team that won the World Series. I remembered Socha did, and when you mentioned Dusty did, I just checked it. And, I think that's pretty cool that they managed against each other in the World Series. And I think that was Dusty Baker's second season in 1981 that he won a World Series as a player. And then his second to last season as a manager, he wins a World Series. And he just had such a great career, and it was just so cool to see how he – you know, was such a family man. I remember his kid at the World Series as the bat boy, and now that kid's grown up and was drafted to a team. It's, just a very cool situation all around.
You know, I unfortunately remember that incident with his son. Had to be swept away from the home plate as a bat boy. He was a little too small then at the time. I remember that vividly, and now it's pretty cool of a thing that he's been able to work with him over there with the Astros. So that's cool, man.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I was also at that Game 7 when the Angels won. That was a core memory of my childhood for sure, beating Barry Bonds and seeing my childhood team win a championship for the first time in my life. And Dusty Baker was tied to that too, so you know I'll always remember him, and he'll always be tied to baseball as long as I'm a fan. So, anyway,
you're an Angels fan, huh?
Yeah, grew up in Orange County, and that's where I spent the first 18 years of my life, and then I moved down to San Diego for college when I was 18, and I've been here since. So Angels are the team of my childhood, and the Padres are the team of my adulthood, and I love them both. I never thought I could love two teams in the same sport, but here I am.
Well, have you quit on the Angels yet? That'd be a good idea.
It's tough, man. We've had this conversation before. I asked you how you felt about the Yankees and your New York teams, and I don't know. I said I was too loyal to the soil, I guess. I got to loosen up a bit.
Never too late to quit. Well, thank you, Mac. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego, man.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Mike Socha sat on that bench for so damn long, Shep. That guy was there from the winning, the losing. He went from the Mickey Mouse team to Artie Moreno.
Yep.
And I think he must have finished up. He's been gone for what, the better part of 4 or 5 years now he's been gone?
Oh, minimum.
Yeah, it's been a minute. He was like furniture out there, man. Yeah, also a nice guy. Never heard anybody say a crossword about him. 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on tonight, man. Just want to jump in here and talk about the World Series coming up. I think it's incredible that both these teams lost over 100 games. You know, a lot of people complain about how there's no parity in baseball. You know, it's only in the NFL. And I think it's fantastic that, you know, you got these two teams that have kind of come out of the doldrums. And, you know, you look at both of the managers, too. You know, Torrey Lovullo was a guy that, you know, played, you know, and has been around the sport forever. Bochy is a much older guy, you know, who's called off his couch pretty much. I think somebody said the other day he was coaching his grandkids' T-ball game. So, like, to me, like, these guys, obviously analytics is part of it, but these are not, like, computer engineers being hired. These are old-school baseball guys, and they're just – I think the thing that was great about it is, like, these two teams were built totally different. Like, Texas spent a lot of money, you know, in free agency, and then you look at Arizona – they got a lot of guys that were, you know, they made some trades for. They, you know, like Longoria, man, he's an older player. He's been around for a long time. So I just love how both these teams are the contrast in styles. I think Texas is just too hot right now. I think they win it in seven games.
Okay. Well, man, I have no idea. Seven games ain't too much of a decision there. Basically, can go either way. You think that people – I haven't heard this. You feel that people complain about a lack of parity in baseball? I mean, when we let all these damn teams into the playoffs now, I don't know if I can agree with that. Every bunch of years, we always got some team that pops up out of nowhere like this year. I mean, nobody would have expected this. I don't know about that, man. The big spenders haven't been guaranteed championships, whether it's the Mets or the Dodgers or the Yankees. There's no guarantees here.
Well, I think it's changed a lot, JR, over the last few years. I think for several years it was all about the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox and these big market teams, you know, and that was what people said you had to have. Now I think it's good to see that you've got the Diamondbacks and these other teams in there because it gives everybody a chance. I mean, I think, you know, even like years ago when the Royals made it, it showed that you didn't have to spend billions of dollars to be there. You know, I think now it's a more level playing field.
Yeah, well, I mean, thinking about the Dodgers and, well, not necessarily the Dodgers, but the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, I think that's more so of a 20 years ago type thing. And you're right, right now, a little bit more jumping. It'd be nice if we had the small market teams that weren't so much of a flash in the pan, where we don't get the Marlins popping up and the Marlins win a World Series and then you break them down, where we get a Kansas City who wins a World Series against the Mets back in 2015, and then you got to break them down because now you got to pay these players. I mean, more recently, the New York Yankees and their president, CEO, Randy Levine, he has opined about how, hey, we're revenue sharing. Like we, the big bad Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox, et cetera, like we make a crap ton of money, and then we have to put a portion of that revenue into the pot. Well, if we're doing that, how come the smaller market teams, how come the Marlins of the world, how come these teams don't necessarily put this money towards payroll to stay competitive? It's a legitimate point, but we got teams that pop up, man. Ain't nobody could have guessed that the Arizona Diamondbacks would have been here. Maybe you would have thought that the Rangers, if things went according to plan with all the money that they spent, I think their payroll is the fourth highest in baseball, that they would have success. And well, damn it, they are. And one of their big free agent acquisitions in Jacob DeGrom, who knows if he'll ever even pitch again. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Now, all I have to say is I've always been a lifelong Atlanta Braves fan. And so Dusty Baker, he, as a player and as a manager, he's nothing but a winner, man. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody says anything negative about him,
so you don't got to worry about that.
There's nothing negative about Dusty Baker. The fact that he's gone from baseball, baseball has lost a true icon because Dusty Baker was one of the best managers ever of all time. Whoever he managed, they always won. It didn't make a bit of difference. That's why Houston went and got him and tried to pull him back out of the ashes after their big debacle was because he was that good, and he even proved still, hey, he still had it. He's that good. He still always will be that good, and I'm just sorry to see him go.
Yeah, well, listen, man, ain't nothing wrong with retirement, right? Everybody deserves it when you can get it.
Yeah, but let's face it. He was one of the best, and then I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, not as a player, but as a manager, because of how good he has always done as a manager.
Well, Lee, it sounds like you're in defense of him. He doesn't need one. He's going to be there in 3 years. So I don't think you got to worry about it. You don't got to worry about that. People love this guy. They love him. Jim is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, JR. Yeah, I'd like to take a moment, just tip my cap to Johnny Baker, and also share something that I'm sure you can relate to. You know, I was a young sports reporter up in the Bay Area when he was with the A's playing, and there could not have been a better guy to go to, a guy that you knew you could walk up to and ask any question at any time and talk with you. And that's something to be so respected about, is because a lot of media don't treat players that well all the time, but he understood that, you know, he would work with the people, be as honest with them, and was always just a kind individual. And, you know, we're talking about a named ball player here. So I just want to shout out to all those sports reporters who've had to handle difficult athletes at times and difficult people. That was not Dusty Baker. And I just wanted to, you know, so hopefully people out there can realize, and I know they're telling their stories, but he was a true class act, not just playing the game, not just managing the game, but also with the public and also with the reporters.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Jim. Jim, you at the playground?
Yes, I'm right here at the Pop Warner out here in Poway, California, watching the kids.
That's beautiful, Jim. All right, man. Well, enjoy the kids. Hopefully they don't destroy each other, okay?
Okay, JR. Keep up the good work. I listen to the show every night. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm like, hey, I hear children running around, being joyful in the background. He's like, oh, they're playing Pop Warner football. Listen, man, some of them kids now big as hell. I wonder if they can go out there and, well, he's in San Diego. Unfortunately, the NFL team moved up the highway, but we'll leave that one alone. It's nice to hear these stories. And I've never met Dusty Baker, but it is admirable, and it is a cool thing when you actually hear about a manager, when you hear about a coach, when you hear about a player who understands the role of the media. And, you know, just nobody has a crossword to say about him, which is appreciated. I do want to mention this. People got plenty of crosswords to say about this guy because he's the opposite of Dusty Baker. Maybe he can go ahead and read a book, but I think he's a little too late in his career. It's James Harden. We know that he wants out of Philadelphia. We know that James Harden wants to be traded. He wants to be moved to the Clippers. He showed up late to the Philadelphia 76ers training camp. He then disappeared from the 76ers training camp. And they start their season tomorrow against the new-look Milwaukee Bucks, Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, James Harden arrived today back to Philadelphia, presumably from Houston, Texas, expecting to get on the plane to Milwaukee to play. And it's been reported that they told him, no, you don't need to travel with us. You need to stay here in Philadelphia and get in game shape. And so he is not making the trip, and it is just, it's comical how things continue on. And apparently, James Harden is acquiescing. He's agreeing. He's giving in to this notion that he doesn't need to travel with the team right now. I told you earlier this evening, Doc Rivers made his debut for the regular season alongside Doris Burke and Mike Breen. And outside of that, you might remember, Doc Rivers just finished coaching James Harden. Doc Rivers got the boot. A big reason of that is James Harden, who now also wants to leave. And so Doc Rivers was talking to Dan Patrick, and he asked Doc, you know, what would you tell anybody, any GM, any team that would want to go ahead and trade for James? And this is what Doc Rivers had to say. Listen to this conversation.
If a GM called you to get your opinion on James Harden, you would say what?
That's maybe the best question someone's asked me. He went playing right. And if you watch, I tell everyone, go back to the first half of last year.
Yeah.
Where he gave himself to the team. Dan, we were the best team in the NBA for a 10-20 game stretch. And it was, you know, obviously we have Joel and Tyrese and Tobias, but we were because James was being a point guard. You know, it's funny. A coach called me and said, I never thought anyone could get him to do that. And he did, you know, for short term. So that's what I would tell them. And if you can keep him in that and not want to chase numbers or wanting to score, the thirst of scoring, then you have a terrific player.
Yeah, but what changed, though, Doc? What changed? He was playing perfectly, I thought, for you guys.
Yeah, he really was. I would say not making the All-Star team really bothered him. And I thought that was egregious. You know, the coaches just didn't put him on.
Seems like James Harden is a quitter. I mean, tell me something I didn't already know. This is the same Doc Rivers who, after the season, basically also said that, hey, this guy James Harden, man, it would have been nice to coach him
in a different space and time in his career when he would be willing to contribute. So Doc Rivers being pretty honest there. I expect him to continue to be honest now that he is no longer coaching. Who knows if he'll get that opportunity again a few years down the line. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers here from California. Obviously, the home of Dusty Baker. He's from Northern California. We got a lot of callers from South and in San Diego and listeners. Well, we got a quarterback in the northern portion of California who's dealing with concussion issues. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. The NBA, Adam Silver, had a surprise announcement today regarding the All-Star game. I'll tell you about that, too.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Opening night. A full opening night for the NBA. They got the season started yesterday with two games. We got a lot more of the teams in action tonight, including Victor Wembanyama making his debut for the San Antonio Spurs. Right now, both they and Dallas are kind of going back and forth right now. In the 50-point range, about 4 minutes left in the first half. We're going to talk about that and Victor Wembanyama more at the top of the hour. To open up the show so far, we've been able to talk about Dusty Baker officially calling it a wrap with the Houston Astros, putting a stamp on his managerial career after being eliminated by the Texas Rangers. We know that this team, the Houston Astros won the World Series last year, and so he was able to pick up his first as a manager, and then God bless him. He's only the seventh dude to win a World Series championship as a manager and then also another one as a player. With the 81 Dodgers. We talked about this man, James Harden, deciding to return to the Philadelphia 76ers, and the 76ers said, no, thank you, man. We don't need you. A matter of fact, we're going to fly to Milwaukee. You stay here in Philadelphia and get in game shape. And how do you get in game shape? By, practicing with, a physio. That's beyond me. And it's just a matter of time. They got to get James Harden the hell up on out of there sooner than later. And unfortunately, somebody who is also out, and this is a little bit of a surprise, a little bit of a shock, we learned today that Brock Purdy is currently in concussion protocol. We sat here on Monday night and we talked about the game. The San Francisco 49ers lost to the Minnesota Vikings. The final score there was 22-17. Brock Purdy had what was probably, you could consider to be the worst game of his career. Brock Purdy, it's crazy to think about it. He's only started 16 games in the NFL from when he kind of burst onto the scene last season. And so he had those two big interceptions, including the interception that pretty much sealed the game in the fourth quarter, throwing to Cameron Bynum, forcing the ball to him. And he finished the night with 272 yards passing, a touchdown, and the two INTs. And Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media today, and he said that Brock Purdy was starting to exhibit concussion symptoms on the team plane back to the Bay. And so Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media today, and he was asked, well, were there any inklings that he was dealing with an issue? And take a listen to this.
No, I mean, because I don't get to talk to him when I'm calling plays in. You know, but he on the sidelines, a couple of those series, I mean, nothing with Greece hearing it. And I know after the game, he talked to you guys and Corey. So it's kind of a surprise when I woke up on the plane.
Does he have enough time to clear protocol in order to be available for the game on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, he does have enough time. Just got to go through the process.
You watched the film. Where do you think he heard it was quarterback sneaks, maybe?
Possibly. We don't know for sure because he didn't start getting into the plane. So I don't know exactly, but I'd probably guess that.
Well, we're going to find out sooner than later whether or not he's going to be eligible to play. It'll probably come down to the wire. And if he isn't available to play due to his concussion symptoms, then we're going to see Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold has thrown one pass this season. The last time we really saw Sam Darnold in action, we got to go back to last season, where he was basically showing up for the Carolina Panthers and throwing a rock around with either him or Baker Mayfield. And so last season with the Carolina Panthers, this man, Sam Darnold, threw 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and you know he's buying his time out in San Francisco. You know, he's going to want to go out there and show up and show out if he gets an opportunity to play. The next game for the 49ers will be against the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Bengals are trying to just put a little bit of life, you know, into their season. They started off 0-2. They've won 2 out of their last 3 games. They've won 3 out of their last 4. They're coming off of a bye week. And so with the 49ers losing their last 2 games, only scoring 17 points apiece in both, this might be a good opportunity for Cincinnati to go 4-3 and put a little bit more of a jolt into the AFC North. And we'll find out and keep you up to date on Brock Purdy as the week progresses. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got some callers here who have been waiting patiently on the phone lines. And so let's go ahead and talk to Nick. Nick is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nick? Hey, Nick,
hey,
you're live on the radio.
Hi, so yeah, I'm going to be talking about that new NBA star. I feel like he's not that good. He only has like 6 points so far, but I get it. It's one of his first night though.
You're talking about Victor Wembanyama. You don't think Victor Wembanyama is good?
Yeah, not as a so far. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he has to show himself.
Well, absolutely, yes, for sure. This is his first game. I mean, I don't think and we're going to talk about this at the top of the hour. Thank you, Nick, for calling from Chicago. What does anybody expect? I don't expect nothing from Victor Wembanyama. I don't know what this man's going to do this season. I've seen glimpses of what he can do. But if Victor Wembanyama scores 5 points tonight or he scores 35, I don't think it has bearing on what his career is. It's going to look like. I don't think anybody's asking him to go out there and just, hey, man, can you get us 30? Like, I don't think that's the expectation.
And by the way, he had more than 5 in the first quarter.
He has 6 total.
Right.
We're going to get to that, Shep, at the top of the hour.
I got you.
It's pretty irrelevant right. how many points he's scoring right now. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, JR? What I was calling about, well, congratulations to Dusty. The guy is amazing, had a great career. If he wants to retire, let him. You know, he won it all, so good for him. NBA, as far as NBA, I can't watch it. I think these guys are soft. For me, it's unenjoyable. Like, I'd rather watch college. I think they play hard. But yeah, what I was really calling about is, what's up with my Padres in San Diego, man? It's crazy. What is your take on that?
I think last season there was There was a combination of bad luck with the Padres when it came down to like crunch time games, all the games that they lost in extra innings, all the one run games that they lost, and then I think you know where there's smoke, there's fire. There were so many articles and so many pieces last year about the clubhouse and the culture, and you got people who don't like each other, and you got Tatis. It's just, you got the manager who doesn't like Preller. It's just, it's odd, man. Manny Machado had to say, oh, man, we like each other. It's just like, well, why does every article say that y'all don't? So I just think it's a matter of the personalities in the clubhouse. We've heard even rumors today. It was an article today about how Juan Soto and the Yankees are talking about potentially doing a trade there. And so, look, man, I think it's a matter of personalities. I don't think everybody fits.
Yeah, I saw that article. That'd be crazy. I think, yeah, you know, maybe just too many stars, too much talent, too much, you know, not somebody to kind of like put it all together. I wish we would have got Boach. Look what he's doing now. It would have been nice to see him back in San Diego. Who do you think would be a good fit for manager out here?
I have no idea.
Given the
man.
Talent we have, you know, we're
look,
stacked.
Man, managers are tricky because there's so many coaches that sit on benches. They're dudes who get plucked out of the woodwork. I mean, we saw Bruce Bochy. This is his first season with the Rangers. He's sitting around, and now he's on his way to a World Series. We've already heard about Craig Counsell getting an opportunity to interview with the New York Mets. So, man, I have no idea who they're going to bring on. But when you think about A.J. Preller, this is going to be, what, his seventh manager that he's going to be able to have it over a give-or-take 10-year period? Like, at what point in time are they going to look at him, the payroll, and go, man, this ain't working out. This is going in the wrong direction, and it shouldn't. So I don't know if bringing in a manager is going to fix things as opposed to getting a GM who's eventually maybe going to have to do some mop-up duty.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think he's on his fifth manager now.
I think he just finished six.
You're right. He is definitely an issue because, I mean, how do you go through that many guys in that amount of time? That's just something's obviously not working.
Most ownership groups don't even allow you to hit that many. And so that might also be a larger issue. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling from San Diego, man. You be cool, all right?
Yes, sir. You too. Have a good one.
No doubt about it. Yeah, this is the crazy part of the season. You got managers getting canned. You got managers who are retiring. We got interviews. I found it so hilarious today that it was announced that David Stearns of the New York Mets, who's now running the show as their president, is interviewing his former, I don't want to call him co-worker, but the dude who he had running the Milwaukee Brewers and Craig Counsell. It's like, oh, well, what a shock, right? Craig Counsell interviewing with the New York Mets. Well, that was a foregone conclusion now for months, maybe longer than that. It was just like, oh, well, Stearns has to wait until the conclusion of the season to get the job with the Mets, and then he has to see if Craig Counsell wants the job, if whether he's ready to leave Milwaukee. It seems that he is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Victor Wembanyama, it's halftime. He's making his debut. We'll talk about him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.